This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price of raw jute for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi about the cabinet decisions, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to previous marketing season 2024-25. He said this will help 40 lakh families who are engaged in the production of raw jute. The minister informed that the Union Cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. He added that Union Cabinet has cleared the continuation of the mission for another 2 years as decided earlier. In Maharashtra, 12 people, including 3 women and a 10-year-old child, lost their lives after passengers of the Pushpak Express were struck by the Karnataka Express in Pachora Taluka of Jalgaon district yesterday evening. 14 others sustained injuries in the accident. According to Jalgaon SP Dr. Maheshwar Reddy, none of the injured passengers are currently in critical condition. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis expressed his condolences in a tweet and announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. He also assured that the state government would cover the full medical expenses of the injured. Central Railway's Chief Public Relations Officer Swapnil Neela stated that the accident occurred after a group of passengers deboarded the train following an alarm chain pulling incident. The chain pulling was reportedly triggered by a false rumour of a fire in one of the adjacent coaches. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have also conveyed their condolences to the families of the victims. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has set an ambitious target of reaching 10,000 geographical indication GI tags by 2030. Speaking at a GI Samagam event in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal emphasized that this goal will be achieved through a whole-of-government approach with a dedicated committee to oversee its implementation. The minister highlighted the government's efforts under Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen the intellectual property rights ecosystem. He pointed to initiatives such as the Anusandhan National Research Foundation Fund and the One District, One Product Scheme as key contributors to this mission. India's digital economy is poised to contribute 20% of the nation's gross domestic product GDP by 2030, according to a comprehensive report titled Estimation and Measurement of India's Digital Economy, released by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology yesterday. The ministry emphasized that this report will serve as a critical tool for aligning resources and formulating effective growth strategies for the country. The report revealed that India's digital economy accounted for an estimated 11.74% of the national income in 2022-23, a figure that is rapidly increasing. Preparation for the Republic Day parade is in full swing. Today, a full dress rehearsal will take place on Kartavya Path. The parade rehearsal will start at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and will proceed to Red Fort. During the full dress rehearsal, the T-90 tank, Nag missile system and Pinaka rocket system will showcase the country's military might. Apart from that, different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states will present glimpses of diverse strengths and cultural inclusiveness. Different fighter jets and aircraft of the Indian Air Force will also showcase a breathtaking aerial display over Kartavya Path. The Parakram Divas 2025 will be celebrated today to honour the legacy of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on the occasion of his 128th birth anniversary. The three-day celebration is being organised by the Ministry of Culture and will be held in Cuttack, Odisha, which is the birthplace of Netaji. And in cricket, India defeated England by 7 wickets in the first T20 internationals of the 5-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Put into bat first, England were bowled out for 132 runs. Captain Jose Buttler was the top scorer for England, hitting 68 runs off 44 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.